11 police departments from across the capital region descended on downtown Troy Saturday to handle crowd control after hundreds of UAlbany students were left in the streets when a homecoming event was canceled. Troy Police Captain John Cooney told News Channel 13,
"There was a large party planned for the atrium, which was expected to draw approximately 500 students.
Along with another event tied to homecoming at Cocapelli's nightclub that was arranged by three fraternities. According to Captain Cooney, 160 people held tickets for the private venue. UAlbany spokesman Carl Lunta.
The event itself was not a university event. It was not promoted or sponsored by the university, and it certainly was not a homecoming event, as some of the advertisements indicated. The university was aware of some of the advertising around the event. We did not, as I said, promote it, but we were aware of the promotion of the event.
The UAlbany students who were bused to the Troy Atrium only to discover the event that they had paid in advance to attend was canceled reportedly made their arrangements through a Facebook page set up by Boss Cross Entertainment, which has been taken down. With no event to attend, the students headed toward Cocapelli's and congregated in the neighborhood. Cooney told WNYT police were aware of both events and, concerned about a potential riot situation, opted not to force the students out.
We became very patient. We shut off the streets to ensure the safety of those students who were out and about the roadways.
Other than a few minor fights that broke out in the crowd, there were no major problems, no injuries or property damage reported, and no one arrested. Buses did return to take the students back to Albany. UAlbany's Lunta believes students may be more careful in the future when planning to attend an event off campus.
Buyer beware, just take a look at what the promotion is promising and judge whether it's reasonable or not.
The Times Union tracked down one of the atrium show's promoters who couldn't explain why the event was canceled and wasn't certain whether any refunds would be issued. At this time, there are no charges pending against the promoters. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.